Hello, Peacemakers. It's your girl, Dawn Stone, also known as the Conflict Chick, and welcome to episode 9. We are here in our conflict management series. And so I started this one in mid-March to just kind of have us begin to think about ways that conflict becomes a total construct that we are all faced with every day. You see, in my business as a speaker, consultant, and coach who helps individuals and organizations leverage conflict in a positive way to increase employee confidence, employee competencies, and also their connections with themselves and the outside world, the work I do is very necessary. However, there are times, people, and places that just aren't open to it. And so my goal with this series over these next 10 weeks is to really help people understand that conflict is not something you can avoid. In fact, when you open your eyes, if you are so fortunate, every single day, what you will find is an opportunity to have decision-making, emotional intelligence, mental and spiritual context every single day. Every single day. And you know, I always ask people who are skeptics when we talk about conflict, I'll ask them, hey, what did you encounter this morning? And it comes out in questions like this. Did you know what you were wearing today when you woke up? And the interesting thing is that people have to stop and think about it. If they have children, I say, hey, were you able to get out and get everyone in the car? Lunch is packed and everyone off to a great day? Right? Even people with pets. How are your fur babies doing? Oh, I had to go to the vet yesterday because, you know, little Rocco ate such and such. And the thing is, in that moment, people say, ah, I see what she means. And conflict is really about the emotions that your body go through every single day. And these series of emotions become normal experiences that impact our decision-making, it impacts our relationships, it impacts our ability to focus and manage our time effectively. So in essence, every single one of us has some type of experience with conflict, whether we acknowledge it, realize it, or even care every single day. So I am here today to kind of walk us through one of the courses that I've recently built this year called Well-Intended versus Well-Informed. And so this whole course was built basically because I have a number of people who come to me and say, you know, Dawn, I'm in conflict internally because I feel I, A, don't have a voice and should. I feel that, B, my voice is not the one that should be heard right now. Or C, I don't know what to do. And I have all these directives and these people looking for me to have the answer, and I don't. Those primarily are the three scenarios I have with people who have what we call the easy conflict, internal conflict, every single day. And if you would catalog your last 24 hours, I would challenge you to say that you had a number of conflicts that maybe you were not even aware of. And so this episode is going to start the conversation around what does it look like to have well intentions versus being well informed. And I'm going to go to a lot of the scenarios with the people who I am in touch with, who are in leadership positions in organizations. They are sometimes frontline managers all the way up to CEOs. And what they will say is, I have an amazing team. I love the work we're doing, but I feel we're not doing enough. And I don't know what to do about it. And so when you are looking at yourself and in the mirror at who you are, I want you to think about three things. Number one, you will not know everything and stop expecting yourself to. Even I, as the conflict chick who literally studies conflict, positive psychology, relationships, neuroscience, every single day, still is in conflict and I still miss things from time to time. So we're going to go through some ways that you can positively engage in the work and not have it overwhelming, intimidating. It'll be super intentional. And that's all that we're asking in this walk is to just be super intentional. And I'm going to go through some ways to really see what that looks like. Okay. So when we think about having these intentions, people get up at the beginning of each day and your goal is to, you know, hit the workplace 10 toes down, engaged. But what happens? Life happens. Someone calls out. Maybe you yourself are not feeling well. Maybe there's a project that has a super hard deadline that you're not ready for. Maybe there's some conflict with some clients, consumer stakeholders. Maybe you have a personality clash with someone in the office. And so we are going to kind of talk quickly through why this is important to understand how and when and why you show up the way that you do. So when we talk about well-intentioned versus well-informed, well-intentioned people have a genuine interest in doing the right thing and being there. If that is you, kudos. You're exactly where you need to be. If you're one maybe that doesn't care as much and like, you know what, I just want to be dismissive because I don't have time for it, then we're going to open some ways that you can be more inclusive and more intentional in your work. All right. Because what we have to do is understand how we show up and why we show up the way that we show up. So first thing I'm going to ask you to do, grab a pen and paper, pause the video, because I want you to be able to write some things down that are going to help you literally every single day to get better at being well-intentioned and also help you become more informed. Because the congruency with those two items, we must be or strive to be well-intentioned and well-informed. Because what happens is some people are high on one side, low on the other. There are some well-intended people who never get the word out. So that way, their intentions, some people who are well-informed who never share an intention. Therefore, their voices are not heard. So we're going to talk about some systemic issues in our own lives, in our own communities, in our own workplaces that literally impacts how we show up and why we show up. All right. So now that you have that pen and paper, I want you to write down, take 30 seconds. If you have to take it long, maybe faster. I want you to take at least 30 seconds to write down all the things that you would consider to be a bias. Let me give you an example. You know, you may be a person who's not very patient. Okay. Write that down. Not patient. Tend to want a lot of information before I make a decision. Tend to go with the flow instead of standing on my own. Things like that. And in your writing those down, exhaust the list, okay? Meaning don't filter it. Write it down. If you've done it one time, it's still there. Because what we're going to talk about is the connection to neuroscience and how our brains are designed to protect us. And so what it will do is replay one experience 1,000 times or two. And it both has an impact on the way you show up and the way you respond in and out of conflict. Okay? All right. Now that you've written those things down, I want you to circle the 3 to 5 that are most prominent. The things that show up for you most often. I'll give you an example. I have a privilege of education. 2 master's degrees, 2 years on a doctorate, about to finish up a doctorate. I read all the time. I study, and I study the study, if that makes sense. And so for me, there is a high chance that I become biased when I'm dealing with people at different educational attainment levels. And so what that means, sometimes I talk 10 stages or 10 flights ahead of someone or above someone when I should break it all the way down and I know I can. Make sense? Okay. So I want you to circle the 3 to 5 that show up for you most often. And as an educator, of course, education is going to be the one muscle that's always flexing in my brain. And so those 5 things are what we're going to put into your well-informed bucket. Okay? So these are things you know, things that you could recite, regurgitate, things that you could do with your hands tied behind your back and being fully blindfolded in a new place. Right? So as you think about how well-informed you are, think about what you intend to do or can do or should do with those 3 to 5 things you wrote down. Now make a list of those things. So when you look at your 3 to 5 ways that you are informed, you know, your superpowers, your super strengths, the things you do and love to do with ease. You know, you might be a collegiate athlete and you're just really good at working out. There are people who are experiencing some type of loss of limb, loss of sight, loss of coordination. They can't do what you do. All right. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. What we're doing is looking at our brains as it balances the have and the have not, can and cannot, because that's what triggers your well-intentioned state. So let me show you how this works in the workplace. There are organizations that are social justice facing, and a number of my clients may be well-intended, meaning, hey, I have a desire to keep men, women, and children of color out of prisons and jails. All right. And so I've created this nonprofit that is an advocacy arm of XYZ. And we work specifically with those families and individuals who are justice impacted. And here's the well-informed piece. I happen to be a white woman who is a millennial living in an urban area with a dog and a partner. And yeah, I attended Harvard Law School. But I really have a big heart and this is what I want to do. So you see how the well-informed is there, right? All the education, all the knowledge, all the contacts, all the context. But in that moment of wanting to be well-intentioned, sometimes those intentions may be a bit flawed because you may have a bias on being so well-informed that you think you know what's best for someone who is justice impacting, that is of a different ethnicity, class, location, and life experiences than you. So then you have to ask yourself, how can I balance my skill? How can I keep it balanced? How can I be well-intentioned and well-informed and not be harmful? You see the conflict in that? Because sometimes people may have something that is, they're so well-informed, they want to help, that they go and create a solution that works for no one. That's an example in the workplace of being well-informed and well-intentioned, but it's still biased because their intentionality came from their interest and not the interest of the party they were there to support and help. Wow. Think about that. How many times that happens? We even do that for our own children or family members. Maybe you're caring for an aged loved one and you put them in an assisted living space because you feel it's best for them or because you don't have time, right? That's where you have an intention, but you failed to inform yourself of what they wanted and their other options. See? What about the child that you have that lives in your house that consistently informs you, this is cute, of the things they want? Oh, they're 10. They consistently inform you of where they want to go to school, what they want to eat, how they want to eat it, when they want to go to bed. And your intention is to be a good parent. But without enforcing the right boundaries, you are raising a child who will grow into an adult that has little to no boundaries and high expectations, and even become an elitist, where it's their way or the highway. So then in turn, you are creating a person who is going to find many difficulties in life's experiences because you lack to hold them to boundaries that was for their well-being long term. So I hope those very different examples gave you an eye into why it's important to be well-intentioned and well-informed at work and at home. So let me go ahead and go through it. We'll kick it off now and say, okay, Dawn, I get it now. How do I help myself? I'm going to give you a few things. First and foremost, knowledge. Become a Googleologist. I've heard this before and I've said it before. Use Google and the internet to increase your peace, your P-I-E-C-E, your piece of information, your knowledge base, and your P-E-A-C-E will be increased as well. Because the more information and knowledge you have, the more tools you can leverage to help you in those areas or your blind spots, the better you will be in managing and navigating conflict personally and professionally, holding boundaries personally and professionally, and also being not only well-intentioned, but having the right level and detail of information required to make those great intentional steps or decisions. See, conflict resolution and leadership development go hand in hand. It helps you to be conflict resilient in your life, because the more you can release or find a true answer for or true decision about that makes emotional and intellectual sense, the better off you are as a leader. So what this also does for you, it helps you develop skills that you need. Sometimes your personality may be a people pleaser. Maybe you're that way. As a people pleaser, it's important for you to still hold boundaries. And the only way you can hold boundaries is by knowing what your intentions are, knowing not only your intentions, but knowing the information you need to make sound, intentional decisions that are beneficial to all parties. Now, we're not going to say it's going to be 100%, but what you can do is continue to lose your footing, lose your emotional health, lose your forward progress for the sake of other people and other things. So that's, if they ask you to work on a project, stop volunteering for everything. That's a way of being well-intentioned and well-informed, because you know if you're well-informed, you're going to be super stressed about it. You're not going to be able to go on a family trip. Your blood pressure is going to shoot up 10, 20 base points. That's the information that you need. Even though you intend to be a great employee who gets hired one day and a great employee who gets promoted one day, you still must understand that your well-being is the best thing that you need right now for the long-term gain. All right? So there's conflict sometimes with people managing their own behaviors and beliefs and actions because they don't want to offend anyone. They don't want to miss out on an opportunity. they don't want to tell someone no. So there are a lot of lessons learned and valuable insights that I'll continue to share on these calls. But I just want to let you know that you do have a path forward. Educate yourself every single day. Look at the data and the metrics. Keep a journal. Write things down as you see yourself. You can do a column of intentionality and a column of information. And just see how often you can match those bubbles. Those 3 to 5 things that are your superpowers. How are you leveraging that? How are you being intentional about using those things? That's how you balance it. And then prioritize your own development. It's imperative that you do. Know who you are, know your limits, know what you want, and be willing to set intentional goals to get them. Sometimes knowing that you want something means you have to leave something else. But being informed about that decision makes it easier and less stressful for you. Be open to dialogue. Find a mentor, find a coach, find a friend. You need to have a sounding board, someone who will give you the unadulterated, unfiltered truth when you need it. And then last, commit to action. Do it. All right? Make a difference every single day. Make sure you are doing, saying, and being the person you were called to be. Period. And when people don't like it, accept it and keep moving forward. That's the best way to manage being well-intentioned and being well-informed personally and professionally. Because I will tell you, it will allow you to have more financial, emotional, spiritual, mental, physical peace if you take it in that order. Intend to do great things daily. Inform yourself daily. That's the magic that is needed to be both well-intentioned and well-informed and reduce conflict in your life. I am the Conflict Chick, speaker, consultant, and coach. I thank you for being here today. Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, share this, because there's someone in your network that needs to hear this today, because they are feeling beaten, battered. They're feeling left out. They're exhausted. I too was that person, and you can be delivered from that mindset. Oh, I will tell you, there are many, many, many lessons coming in this 10-part series that you don't want to miss. I literally have transformed my entire life and my lifestyle, and it has made a difference in my physical body, my mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, and improved my health. So I am reversing the stress-related stroke I had almost 3 years ago. I am working myself off of the medication that I had to get because I did not hold boundaries and I was not both well-informed and well-intentioned. So now that the balance is back, I'm going to help you get your balance. Let me know how I can support you. www.theconflictchick.com. I know this one went a few minutes over, but I feel that it was worth it being the very first of the 10 lessons that you're going to get. How to be well-intentioned versus well-informed and what that balance looks like. Go find your balance. Go find your tribe. And if you don't have one, I'm here for you. Conflict Chick Dawn Stone. And like I end every call, peace. Have a great day.